basically used, I think it was 1.5 inch square tube, and we put a plate on the bottom of it with two bolts drilling through the top of the bumper. And then the way the square tube was oriented, you know how our bumpers kind of curl around in the corner?
Mm-hmm.
So the plate had to be sort of diagonal, but the tube has to be square with the trailer, because then we fabricated a backing plate that welded to the side of the tube,
yeah,
up at the top, that the sensor would bolt to, and then we capped off the tube, so you know there's no crud going down in it, and then so the wires are all hidden, and then we just bolted it to the bumper. So we just drilled two holes in either side,
yeah,
and tied it on, and they're very sturdy, and these sensors, they have reflectors in them as well, so you know if somebody's coming near you, it's not going to be an obvious, or it is going to be an obvious thing. They're not going to like plow into it somehow or other. Not that they hit the corner of your bumper anyway. But.
Right. Extra reflector never hurt.
Right. And we painted them up silver, you know, to match the bumper, match the trailer.
Yeah, it looks really nice. I mean, I couldn't imagine screwing these directly to the side of an Airstream.
No.
But your solution looks pretty good. So besides the custom brackets, if you're doing it on Airstream, what do you think the ease of installation is for, you know, our regular listener out there?
It's a plug and play.
Yeah, just a plug and play, huh?
Yeah, like the whole wire harness, you don't have to do any plugs and, you know, making connectors or any of that kind of stuff. It's just, you just plug the thing in and you tie wrap it all the way along and it gets up to the coupler. And, you know, you're a little bit long. We just double things back a little bit, put a few tie wraps on it. And then the same thing on the tow vehicle. The end of it on the tow vehicle, it's actually it's held on with hose clamps underneath. And it's right near the receiver.
Uh-huh.
And then just tie wrapped it all up underneath the frame to, you know, brake lines and stuff running forward.
All right.
And it's all sheathed as well, you know, with plastic. You know, there's small wires and then a big sheath around it for the full length.
Oh, okay. Well, it sounds like they put some thought into it.
Absolutely. You know, it's very well constructed. There's no question.
Is this something you might offer to customers as an item from your shop?
Yeah, I'm absolutely thinking about it. I'd like to speak to them and see what the deal is on this, but... you know, we certainly have a lot of clients that, I'm not necessarily saying older, just obviously I've got a bunch of clients that are older too, but this can work for really anybody, whether it's at night or in foul weather or even the daytime, it is handy.
Well, yeah, I mean, any extra safety item is always welcome because, as we know, it's like, you know, towing there and getting all set up, that's not always the funnest part for a lot of people. You know, being there is great, but getting there, so anything that can help you get there is welcome.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people complain about, you know, sort of quote-unquote white-knuckle driving,
mm-hmm.
you know, where their balance isn't set up right and stuff, and they get there and they're all stressed out.
Right.
Well, you know, with Airstreams, because they tow beautifully, this is one stress point that can be eliminated or reduced significantly.
Yeah. Especially especially the wide body ones nowadays, the wide body trailers and the long ones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So. Imagine a 34 footer. You know, you really got to think about it before you pull in.
Yeah.
Hard. And this is kind of like, yeah, you're good.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, we'll put some pictures up, and if you guys are interested in checking it out, it's rvblindspot.com. Sound like it's a good thing.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, thanks for checking that out and letting us know how it was.
It was a 1,500-mile run with that, and it's definitely worthwhile.
Awesome. Okay. All right. Well, I did reach out to them, asked them if they wanted to give us a discount code. I hadn't heard back. So if they do respond after the show comes out, I'll post.